Channel 101, and beginning of the visit with Cookie and Franklin this Saturday at noon, the 8th of January, 72. Channel 1 over, and beginning of the visit with Franklin and Cookie this Saturday at noon, the 8th of January, 1972. Channel 1 over, and beginning of the visit with Cookie and Franklin this Saturday noon, the 8th of January, 72. Channel 1 over, and the beginning of the visit with Cookie and Franklin this Saturday at noon, the 8th of January, 72.
He keep going over there and take pictures of Mr. Weaver this morning. Mr. Weaver is a remarkable fellow. He got them clots in his veins and rubs them out. He learned to do it when he was Franklin's age, but Franklin ain't learned anything.
Not a thing.
Mr. Weaver went and had two, he went to the chiropractor twice. And he said in those two sessions, he learned all the chiropractor knew. And when he went back the third time, the chiropractor told him he knew as much as he did. Now, he looks delicate, but he's wiry. He showed me how he rolled my leg here one night when he was giving me a haircut and showed me how he rubbed a clot out. Why, he'd rub anything out.
You should have heard Guy yelling.
With those hands of his. He looks like a little weenie, don't he? Well, he not. I don't think anybody ever pushed him around. And he don't talk big. They don't know that, and they, you can tell them that, they don't realize it. They'll go over and take pictures of him with a dog. As if that's all he's worth, that damn dog. That's all they'll do. Well, they just take pictures of the dog and leave Mr. Weaver out. I don't know anything about the dog.
Well,
you're not going to get anywhere that much. We're going to have to just get an entire new bunch.
Like I told him out there. He asked me why I was working so much. I said, there's a few things I want. And there ain't but one way for me to get them.
Yeah.
And that's to get the hell out and make the money and go get them. I wanted that new pickup. There wasn't but one way for me to get it. And I have to get out there and dig and go get it.
That's the way I figure it.
That's the only way I'm going to get what I want. I've got to figure it out, what I can do, how much money it's going to cost me to get what I want. I can take on an extra job, work that extra job for 3.5 months, have enough money, make enough extra money to go get what I want. And I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And on that extra job, you'll pick up right smart.
Yeah, I'm working.
Things you'll learn.
I'm working in the hospital.
What have you got to do?
I'm sweeping the floor in the hospital right now at night.
What do they do it with now? They used to have those big old wires.
That's what I do it with. A great big mop. I mean, that mop weighs 40 or 50 pounds. Lord, when you wet that mop down, you got your hands full.
Well, it's got a wide base, hasn't it?
Yes, my feller. It takes a man to swing it. But whenever you swing that mop, you can tell where you've been.
You don't have to swing it, do you?
Don't you push it?
No, I swing that mop. Like you mop, like you swab a deck on a boat.
You swing it?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Well,
I got
the
lobby. I got the front of the second floor on the Larson General Hospital. I take care of it every night. Mop it, sweep it, and mop it. $2.30 an hour.
Is that the base pay?
No, they started me above other niggas.
Oh, did they?
$0.50 more an hour and start the rest up.
Really?
Yeah. See, I go in at 5:00 in the evening. I work till 1:00.
Yeah.
It gives me 8 hours. I'm off Wednesday night and Thursday night. I see, that's only 3 nights during the week that I've got to work at the university. So I can make it. I work every Saturday night and Sunday night.
Oh.
I see, that gives me a time to limber my joints up.
Well, you don't work every night during the week.
No, I'm off Wednesday and Thursday night.
And you just work till 1 o'clock.
I just worked till 1 o'clock. Well, heck, I never went to bed till 12 o'clock anyway. The law dog came home. Why not be out there making that $2.30 an hour?
But you don't need to run on home.
No.
You can just go to bed right away. There where you are.
No, I've been going home, but I'm going to start coming down here so I can get here quicker.
Well, you just put your pallet there in the hall.
They won't let me. But I want a few things, and that's the only way I want to get it, is just to get out there, get with it. When I get enough money made, I'll go get it, and then I'll quit.
Well.
And by the time I get what I want, I'll come out here and do pretty good, too.
Well, you're the only one, you see, of the whole batch out there. You're the only one that ever done anything out here. They don't do nothing. But just take my time. Wear me out. The hell, when they come out here, I didn't start doing something.
There's nothing but picking up palm fans off of the pasture.
Yeah. Well, he can take pictures. Why in the hell don't he go ahead and take pictures?
Well, next month I know what I want. I'm gonna get it. Next month I want 5 tons of fertilizer. And by the time hay cutting time comes, I want something to cut it with, bale it with, and haul it in on, and someplace to put it when it gets cut. That's my goal, and whenever I get it, I'll put. By gosh, I'll go to work.
If you had that, that's all you need. You'd be in business.
Just like I told him out there, when I accomplish what my goal that I've got set out there, what I want, I can tell them all to go to hell.
I'm going to tell you. You come in here after supper last night. That's a long time to hit me. I'm tired. Look at nothing. Anyhow, he had 2 pictures from the Calvinist church.
Yeah.
That I saw. And I thought to myself, with all those nuts out there, there's something going on all the time. He could just put in his time out there and find out something new every time he went out there.
Yeah, on May the 27th, day before Memorial Day, Saturday before Memorial Day, my brother and his gospel gang is going to be at the Windsor Baptist Church from Canton, Ohio.
That's
where they're going to be there on Saturday night.
Can't we figure out something for Franklin? He don't drink, you see.
You want a cup of coffee?
I disappear myself.
Huh?
I already ate.
He always took care of himself.
That's it.
Well,
I have to apologize for not opening one.
He could have a soda pop.
No, I
don't
drink
it.
I got sugar.
I don't buy the damn little soda pop because you can't get rid of the bottle.
No, in the wintertime, there ain't much going on.
This is the worst time right now.
I can leave university there at 4:30, be at work at 5, and work till 1. It ain't hard work. There's no hard work about it. Everything I got to pick up is that old mom.
Of course, yeah.
And,
And Laura's around.
I never see her, Mom. He's busy, and I'm busy.
Yeah.
I'm back in them offices where they're not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, I'm back in there where they got all that money.
Is that right?
Yeah, I cleaned that office. Yeah. And between 11:30 and 12:30, I got to clean the lobby. That's my last job, clean the lobby. Sweep it, mop it. That's every night job.
Oh, yeah.
The hardest thing to clean is the lab.
The hardest?
The hardest, yeah.
Do they get dirty?
Yeah.
Well,
I could still go in there and get with it and be done by, I mean, if I go through it all, I could be done by 10 o'clock. I mean, have it all be done by 10 o'clock.
And just read the paper.
It's the boss anyway.
Oh, the boss now?
He's been around this week, but next week, he ain't gonna be around. Because the doctor, I heard him tell him last night, Mister, you're gonna be out of this hospital and stay out at 4 o'clock. He said, you come to work and work from 8 to 4. He's had 3 heart attacks in the past year right there on that hospital, worrying about that place.
Yeah.
He sure has. So, he'll be out next week. Won't be so hard on me next week. Because I'll be done all but the lobby by 10 o'clock.
And Helen not having hurt herself now. She still got those 3 boys in there?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that viral pneumonia. I talked to this fella. He said them pills you took, they don't help the pneumonia. There's not any cure for it. It either knocks you or doesn't knock you, huh?
Yeah.
He said all they can do is keep your fever down or something like that. What did he tell you?
He said that's all they said they could do, just keep the fever down. I got to go back in. Let's see. No, I got to go to the x-ray tonight and get my chest x-ray. Of course, now see, since I went to work there, the hospital paid for that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll pay for that.
Well, that's an added thing.
Yes, it is. And, see, Dr. Bryan, he's down in the emergency room every night. And he checked me last night. He said, still got some fluid in there, but he said, take it easy. He said, don't push yourself too hard. I said, you tell Mr. Byer that. He said, I've done told him. So, he's going to take me up to x-ray tonight and x-ray my chest. See what that looks like. I hope they don't have to pump that fluid out.
That's a little unpleasant.
Mm-mm.
Well, you won't know it. You'll just be sitting there. They'll do the work. All you gotta do is follow the tube.
If I don't swallow my teeth or my tongue along with it.
Well, your friends down here have been standing on that corner and looking as hard as they could.
I fed them last night.
Well, they haven't had any visitors.
No.
Blew the horn a couple times this morning. Did they come in?
Yeah. And they weren't mad at you either, were they? They should have been. They should have turned around and kicked their fire out of both of you.
See, what other night was I saw him? I stopped by here Wednesday night when I went home. I rained down there. And then it was all Thursday night. And I just felt so bad. It was
Well, I can imagine it.
I just felt so bad. I had to go home and sit down. And then I couldn't go to sleep. They wouldn't turn the television off till 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one that was at it.
Yeah, I turned it off about 10:30. You got up and fixed you a cup of coffee.
After I'd done dozed and couldn't go back to sleep, couldn't go to sleep, and
you know, a family used to grow up in a little old 2x4.
Yeah.
I don't know about your daddy's house. It sounds like his might be a little bigger than that. But most of the houses all over the county there where I brought up, they just little old, what would you call them? Little old shacks, just square wooden building frames. And the room wasn't big as a peanut.
No.
But see, they weren't indoors.
Everybody was outside doing something.
Yes. When they come in, I guess they went to bed. Maybe somebody sat there and read the paper.
Yeah, because there wasn't no radios, no television.
That's right.
No telephone.
Yeah. Not any that you could talk on.
That's right.
What talking, as I remember, what talking they did on the telephone, they done it of a morning. The rest of the day, you didn't hear much of it. But I'm not sure of that. Well, what I can get is people throw off on them all the time.
Yeah. I'd like to see them come back, I'm telling you. I ain't joking nobody. I like to see him come back.
But you put somebody on wheels and haven't got much sense. All the judgment's gone.
That's right.
All the perspective, whatever it is, it's all gone. They look back then to the time when they walked. Well, let me tell you, yesterday, I'm working with freshmen this term. I'm tired of these brain cells like this. Boy, they wear me out. I don't get nowhere. I'm just going with freshmen now. And they're just as nice as they can be. They're not always nice. But this is too nice. I got too much of the freshmen. I think at noon. And I got through, and I had three-quarters of an hour to wait for Faye got through. And I wasn't in a humor to sit in that old place there where my desk is and start reading stuff I didn't want to read in the first place. So I thought, well, sir, I didn't have the car out. I said, I'll call for the guitar. I said, the hell I will. I walked for many a time, before I got a car. It's just recent that I've been going places in a car. I always walked everywhere I went. That's the only way I had to go, or else take one of the old buses, you see. And I lit out. My old glasses gets so shaky. I stopped there at the Beckham place. Nancy got her to tighten them up. seemed like I was awful long way down there, and my feet were getting sore. See, pretty soon I sort of forgot about that. And I started noticing people. I said, well, what the hell are they doing over there? I wasn't feeling so sorry for myself. And I said, well, I'm down here. I'll just walk around the square. And then I remembered I'd taken that old coffee pot over there to McCrory's. Mr. Reedy's got that counter in the back there where he packages up appliances.
Yeah.
I just thought of that. I'll go over there and I looked at my purse and dad burn, I had the stub. And not many people go in there can ever find the stub again.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them. But I found at that time and he looked and he says, that's been a long time. Yes, you called us, I guess, but we wasn't there. And he looked at the book, and there it was, still there, hadn't been cleaned. Well, he says, what kind of pot was it? I said, I don't remember. I brought several. I forget. Well, he said, could it have been a nickel-plated, what do you call them, stainless steel, General Electric? And that sounded sort of familiar, and that's what it was. He called upstairs there, and they had it, four parts. And he said to me, it was up there, but it was tore apart. And the man said that it couldn't fix it. Rusted out. Well, I said, all right, just throw it away. I said, can I even use it to heat with? I had been heating with it, you see. No, he says, and what happens is, he went up there and got it. And he looked at it, and when he takes it apart, some of those little filaments and things break.
Yeah.
Then he had to put them in and replace them. So it's not rusted. The points were all rusted out. So he just threw it away. And then I got to thinking of all sorts of things I could do down there. Good calling he's picked up all of the appliances, and he don't seem to avoid overcharging.
Gosh, I'd have to go get some gas before they close up at Greenfield. All my gas back out over the trailer, and that flathead didn't leave me none.
That's the reason I quit buying from him. When I needed it, it seemed like it'd take him forever to get here.
Well, he told me that he'd leave me some last Wednesday when he come over here.
Yeah. You can't count on him.
And you promised to pay. And you offered to pay him.
I offered to pay him, and he said no. He said, I'll go ahead and leave. He said, you leave the check in the top of the thing over there. That check was still there last night. When I went down there and no gas.
Yes, sir.
I tore it up and said, the heck with it. I'll go buy me a tank in the morning.
Where are you buying?
Up at Gainesville, Green Fuel.
Tank?
I'll take my little trailer, my little tanks up there and get them filled.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they don't last long.
I know, but.
All you can do is. You don't have to catch him. Just call his place over there with us. Tell him you're going to jump the old fella. I've got it. I'll call him for you. With us. I've got an extra amount there. You don't have to go to town. Oh, I'm awful teed off right now. Things just too easy for them, Cookie. I don't know what it is. You see, but even these people that you know can do it if they will. You wonder where in the world they put their time.
Well, I got to take Frank to work anyway.
Yeah. Are you working, Dave?
He's working at the service station in town. He's working up there on Saturday and over here on Sunday and university during the week. And he's wanting to.
You gotta get that concrete.
That's the only way you're gonna get it, because I can't help it.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie, we may have to replace him.
Yeah, he's getting pretty flat headed.
Yeah. So I'm in with the rest of them. Got a new team. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I just don't know what it is. Now, you see, they went to the Cape Christmas and left the old car and brought this new one. They're not good for them. They already kept that old car.
That's what I told her sitting right up there. I said, you wish you'd have kept the old lady.
Oh, really?
That's what I told her.
Well, what I'm talking about is what it does to them, you see.
Yeah.
It makes them seem too important. That he is working on loans and got all that nice new car he couldn't buy himself.
And that motorcycle they bought brand new.
Motorcycle? He buys a brand new red plaid shirt every week. He buys them mandolins and banjos and guitars. And he don't buy old ones like you'd buy. He goes to the store and buys a new one.
What does he do with
it? He lets them sit there in the room, is all I know.
Guy. Tell Cookie what happens to that, you know, what in the prairie.
Oh, yes.
That's a phenomenon. I don't
know. My red car's got the hooses. And it don't get it to the prayer. Right out there where there's no telephone.
And you wouldn't believe it, but it does it the same spot.
Now, Cookie, what is that? It's ignition. The first thing that happens, it looks like you run into the wind. It sort of backs you up.
Yeah.
Then it levels off. And then it sort of gives again.
And you think it's going to stop.
And then it'll pick up, and then it'll give and pick up. It don't seem like the gas, it seems like the ignition system.
So that sounds like a coil
is
breaking down.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll run from here there.
And then if you stop on the road and let it rest a minute, it'll go on.
It'll crank right up and go on. It's a coil.
Yes. And I was bedamned if I'd stop at Buster's. He has been so cocky for the last month or so, you can't talk to that man.
For over in Micanopy.
Oh, yeah.
Why, he's got the big head so big, he won't even speak to me.
Well, if he did, he'd spit in your eye. He'd
That's
thrash
right.
you. He not doing any work. You never see a car out there anymore.
No.
He don't want them. There's plenty to do. And I would be damned if I would go to.
And speaking of Micanopy, I got to go buy that darn stove today. That's it.
You going to buy a new one?
I've got no other alternative. I've got to buy a stove. I've got to buy
well,
a new
one. Well, didn't you go to that place Marvin told you about?
That stove ain't no. If the back wall's burnt out of it, the ashes are falling down in.
I'm talking about the old one. I'm talking about the fella that deals in old stuff.
Oh, he got them, but they're cracked. I don't want one that's cracked.
Oh, I ain't got nothing in
the account. Nothing in the account. And he wants $20 for one that's cracked.
That's the trouble with the dime stores. I mean, with the used places.
I'll go up here and pay Thrasher $50 for that stove, by gosh, before I'll pay him $20 for one's crack. You let fire drop out on the floor and burn my house down.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna.
I looked at that stove. Mr. Thrasher said they wouldn't, he couldn't buy it from the salesman anymore. He had to order them from the factory.
Yeah. Up in Tennessee.
Yeah, is that right?
Tennessee.
There wasn't enough demand, the salesman wouldn't have them.
Right. Got to go over and give him $50 for that stove. better than I think so.
And that,
well,
got you extra money this week.
If you're going to use it, you better go ahead and get it. I mean, this winter. We may not have no cold spell. Or you have to have at least five where you got a cold spell now.
Yeah, that's good to get your coffee pot up on
it. Yeah.
I like coffee made on one. You take an old coffee pot or an old tin can and put your water in it and put your coffee in there and let it boil and make good coffee.
Let me tell you, we used to, in one little post where I was, way out there on the ash strip, this back part of China, over towards Tibet, it was, we had them little heaters and right in the back. And you could put a piece of bread on there and it'd toast it, and it tastes better than where anywhere else. That's the only place. I don't know where they got them.
Well, listen, I'll run him into work, and then I'll come back and pick up that stove, and I'll be on over here about 12:30, 1 o'clock. And I'll have to take that stove up and put it up. It won't take long. And
take this car. Will the parts people be closed?
No.
Just take that old red car with you. Or will you have to check it out?
I'd rather check it out, by gosh.
You couldn't just guess.
I'll get a coil. I'll go by and tell Mike I want a coil. Put this, remember it, and I might bring it back. I'm gonna buy it.
Well, why don't you drive it? It'll drive. I've been driving it every day. Except it gets the hoosing on it.
Then you know.
That's what it is, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That can't be nothing else.
Yeah.
You can put a stove back in of it. Why would it happen at the same spot?
It just takes that coil up just that long.
To get hot.
To get hot.
Isn't that curious?
Now, the longer you drive it, the closer home it's going to start stopping.
Yeah.
It's going to start breaking down closer home.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It can't be nothing else. That's all it is.
Yeah. I forgot about that, Faith. You haven't mentioned it. But what I was going to tell you is just take it, you know, just take the car with him. When he didn't need to haul it.
I'll get a coil and the resistor. And tomorrow, I'll be down here tomorrow. I'll come down here tonight, stay tonight over here in the cave.
Well, now don't, there's no hurry about it. And you know, we don't have to fix it. I mean, if I know what it is, you see, and know kind of what to expect, then I can get it done. All like that.
And I'll fix it. I'll fix it. My God. I'll just fix it.
Well, I tell you, we've got to get a new. We got to get a new shift out here.
Yeah.
And I don't know where to go to get them.
How about you? Ain't your freshman's worth a plug nickel?
Well, he couldn't be anywhere from what we got.
No. I tell you, I got to go. I got to go to Cal and pick up that wagon, see me.
Got a wagon?
I bought me a wagon. Rubber tired wagon.
Rubber tired.
The one like I've been wanting.
Oh, you mean a hay wagon?
Yes, sir.
that right?
Yeah, both of them.
Well, if you need any help, I'll go with you.
I might, yeah. That's why I say I'll be back over here as soon as I get take him into work.
Right.
Come back
well,
by over
good,
there.
Yeah.
And pick up that stove. Heck, I may even take you over to Hawthorne and let you help me set up that stove.
Yes.
So, I'll run him on into work. And I don't know how you're going to get home tonight. I did worry.
Yeah, I did worry.
This is the end of the little short visit with Cookie and Franklin this Saturday towards noon, the 8th of January, 72. Channel 1 over. Around 600. Around 600, Channel 1 over. And the end of the little short visit with Franklin and Cookie this Saturday at noon, the 8th of January, 72. Channel 1 over. Around 600, and the end of the little short visit with Cookie and Franklin this Saturday at noon, the 8th of January, 72.